80s, 90s, QK, and today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. Are you tired of losing your favorite channels with DirecTV? Switch to Dish and stop missing out on your favorite games and shows. Patterson's Audio and Video can make that switch easy and affordable. Learn more when you stop by and see him. That's Patterson's Audio and Video on Main, across the street from the Burley Skate Park. It's Wednesday morning, and joined as we are each and every Wednesday morning by Cheryl Viola, Executive Director of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm laughing at my friends, so all's well.
I'm very special.
Yes, you are.
Cheryl was trying to tell me something on the back sheet of the paper, and I was overanalyzing the back. I'm like, what am I supposed to be looking for? And she's like, I'm just telling you that there's a back. Oh, right.
Brock's not firing on all cylinders this morning.
Nope, hasn't been for quite some time. That's why I'm in radio. Yay.
Anyways, we're going to talk about and define what is success.
It could be a different definition for a lot of people, I think.
It is. And when I was doing my research, one of the things that, I came across all sorts of really cool quotes. Maya Angelou said that success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it.
I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. So for some, you know, their motivators for success mean that they want to be wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Right? You know, when you talk to some of these young people in college and they're, you know, what's your dream job? How much money do you want to be making when you get out? Mm-hmm. And they're thinking, I want to be making six figures, and they're thinking wealth. For other people, it's the accolades and the recognition.
Yeah.
Right? I knew when I first moved to the U.S. and I was working at a liberal arts college in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the professors that I met insisted on being addressed as doctor.
Uh-huh.
And others were like, no, just call me Tom.
Yeah, call me Mike.
Right.
My name is
You know,
Mike.
And so the people have different motivators. For some, it's stability. For others, it's happiness. So then it got me thinking about, you know, like success comes in small times throughout your life.
Sure.
Any little goal. So, for example, when I was finished my master's degree, oh, man, that was...
I had to feel good.
That was a success.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you go through it. Then I was thinking about a marathon runner.
Mm-hmm.
For them, success is just crossing the finish line regardless of the time.
Yeah.
Right? So what is success to Brock? What makes you successful?
I think the whole being able to pay the bills and provide for the family and be a sufficient husband and father is success.
Yes.
Like, you know, never mind the money, never mind the professional accomplishments or lack thereof or whatever it may be. If I'm able to go home at night knowing that I've done everything that I can to make sure that my wife is happy and my son is happy and our bills are paid and we got a roof over our house, that's success in my world.
Yeah, so it is. It's great. And I had the opportunity of going to a LeaderCast that was out at Cliff Bar last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate Delaney, if you're a sports guy, you'll know who she is.
I'm not a sports
guy. You're
not
a sports guy. Okay.
My boss makes fun of me for it.
Kate Delaney is the first woman to ever break into the sports newscasting industry.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so she's an Emmy award-winning journalist. And she was sharing the story about the first time that she got into the sports industry and she walked into the Dallas Cowboy locker room.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about how she had to look up the whole time because she didn't know if people were properly clothed. You know, but it was a really funny story. But she talked about this. She had probably about 500 rejections before she finally got her dream job.
Sure.
And part of the problem was, of course, she was a woman who was so passionate about sports, she wanted to report on sports.
Mm-hmm.
And it just isn't the industry that women get into. And so she had rejection after rejection after rejection. So she talked about for her success is, first of all, you need to commit to going all in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when you have a dream or a goal, you have to go all in. You have to take the leap that it takes to do it and to arrive at that destiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's like for anybody else, how many people have you ever met who think, okay, I want to go and earn such and such degree, and halfway through they drop out?
Sure.
Right. You know, it's okay to find out when you're on that path that maybe that's not the right one for you, then you get redirected. But to just quit, which is something that we're seeing a lot of people do when they jump ship job to job to job quite regularly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her next point follows along with that, where she goes, patience pays. So when you're working towards success, whatever that success is for you. For me, when I was a stay-at-home mom, my success was kind of like yours. It was, you know, are the kids fed? Is the house clean? Or,
yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. Don't be afraid to fail. we've talked about this before a lot. And to remember, it takes 10,000 hours to perfect your skill.
Yeah.
So patience. You can't start at the bottom and expect to be at the top within a 3-month time period.
In those 10,000 hours, you're going to crash and burn so many times.
Absolutely.
But it's what you do with that crashing and burning that's really going to matter.
It's the experience you gain with that crashing and burning that helps lead to your ultimate success.
Correct.
You know, so we have to keep that in mind. And then her last point was to stack the deck. And this one we've talked a lot about before too, where it's surrounding yourselves with people who believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is worse than when you go someplace and you get that negativity all the time because they really don't believe you're capable.
Sure.
And I think what's worse is believing in yourself is key. Mm-hmm. Because you could have people surrounding you all the time saying you can do it, you're smart, you're intelligent, you're talented, but if you don't have that self-belief, you're not going to believe anything that anybody else ever says.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you struggle with that self-belief that you have something to offer the world, then you really need to do some self-evaluation and figure out, how do I fix this in myself? So then on the blog, I talk about some other famous people's ideas of success, and some of these will surprise you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Mark Cuban from Shark Tank.
Okay.
Have you ever watched Shark Tank?
Once or twice. I don't watch it enough to know who Mark Cuban
Neither
is.
Neither did
I've watched
I.
The show.
But I liked his quote. Yeah. He said, "Waking up in the morning with a smile and knowing it would be a good day."
That's hard to do.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
Can anybody say that, hey, I wake up with a smile and say, this is going to be a fantastic day?
Not very often.
Regardless of what it throws you.
Yeah.
Self-satisfaction was talked about a lot. Relationships above all else. This is Warren Buffett.
Okay.
Billionaire. Warren Buffett says that relationships above anything else is what made him successful.
And I think that goes back to the whole, they say it in radio a lot. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to find the most pathways, I guess, to success, is surrounding yourself with good people who, like you said, believe in you. And, you know, this person might be connected to this person, might be connected to this person, and so on and so forth. And before you know it, you have that path kind of laid out in front of you. Now you just got to follow it.
So on your question of the day post, you often talk about, like on Mondays, what you did on the weekend.
Yeah.
And the people that you hung out with. Mm-hmm. What would your world be like if you and your wife did not have such a large group of good friends that you do things with?
It would be pretty boring.
Pretty lonely.
Boring. Pretty lonely. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there is a reason why we're such creatures of needing that human connection.
Oh, yeah. You need friends. You need other people in your world. And I've met some people who need them less than others.
Yes.
But everybody needs some friends.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and then another one in here was... of course, Bill Gates. We all know who Bill Gates mm-hmm. is. And with all of his millions and billions of dollars, his thing that was success to him was making an impact on society. And I know a lot of the general listeners may not know of the foundations that him and his wife do.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of money that they give away, their philanthropy.
Oh, yeah.
Is
yeah.
unprecedented. You know, and so, I mean, it starts small. It could be something as simple as, hey, I'm going to take my family and go down and volunteer at the soup kitchen.
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't have to be huge amounts of time to make an impact and give back. And when you give back and make that impact is often when you meet really good people who become good friends.
Absolutely.
You know, so there's so much more that we won't cover. But one of the things to think about as we're wrapping this up today is Stephen Covey. And for those of the younger generation who don't know who Stephen Covey is, he was the maker of the Franklin Planner and stuff like that, and all about organization. And he said, if you carefully consider what you want to be said at your funeral experience, you will find the definition of success. So basically, think about what it is you want said about you if you were to die today.
Yeah.
And whatever response that you comes to your mind that you want to be mentioned as being a good father, or, you know, being having the accolades because you earned, you know, 3 degrees or whatever. That is what success is to you. Mm-hmm. It is a great, you know, I've heard assignments where they say, you know, write your own eulogy.
Sure.
You know, and so this is kind of the same idea. Take some time, do some reflection, and think about what is success to you, and don't allow the other people in the world to determine what is successful. If you're happy where you are right now and that's success to you, don't let somebody else sway you to thinking that you have less than you have.
Sure.
So that's the challenge. What is success to you?
And you've got some really great stuff posted on the blog today. We just scratched the surface on the air this morning. If you want to read more, go to visitjeromeidaho.com. That's www.visitjeromeidaho.com. I also have it linked under the Brock of the Morning links at hot100now.com. We're going to take a break. We've got your news and weather coming up at the top of the hour. And then next hour, Cheryl will join us again about 8:15 and talk about all of the fun things that are happening here throughout the Magic Valley with the Jerome Chamber and elsewhere. That coming up in just a bit. It's the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. Stay tuned.